Our theme this evening from God's Word is Barabbas or Christ. Barabbas or Christ. Have you ever been faced with a decision you just didn't want to make? And maybe the more you thought about that decision, the more uncomfortable it made you. Well, Pilate was faced with such a decision. At this time, Pontius Pilate must have been the most uncomfortable man in Jerusalem. He was faced with a decision he just doesn't want to make. He's under tremendous pressure from the Jews to crucify Jesus. But although under great pressure from the Jews, he remembers a custom. A custom where at the feast of the Passover, one would be released who was a prisoner. And Pilate thinks to himself, this could be the answer that I don't have to decide what to do with this Jesus. He was faced with a decision he just didn't want to make. And there are four things which I want us to see from this passage which we have read here together. And our theme is Barabbas or Christ. And the first thing we want to see is the contrast, the difference between Barabbas and Christ. Pilate had a choice to make between a sinner and the Saviour. That was his choice, a choice he didn't want to have to make. Who was this Barabbas? Verse 16 of chapter 27. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Here we are told he was a notable prisoner. Or to put it another way, he was well known. He was well known. But he was well known for the wrong reasons. He had committed treason. And in the committing of this treason, he committed murder. And if you were to read John 18 verse 40, we discover something else that we are told about Barabbas. He was a thief and a robber. These are Barabbas's credentials. A notable prisoner indeed. And Pilate thought in his heart that if he mentioned Barabbas to this multitude of Jews, that they would surely choose Jesus over this Barabbas. Surely they would choose Barabbas over Jesus. Pilate knew that Barabbas was guilty. And he knew that he deserved to die. So Pilate knew exactly who Barabbas was. He didn't care whether he died. But what did Pilate think of Jesus? What did he make of Jesus? That's what he made of Barabbas. But what did he make of Jesus? Well, he knew he was a man falsely accused. Verse 18. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Not only did Pilate believe Jesus was falsely accused, he believes he was completely innocent. Verse 24. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. So Pilate knew he was falsely accused. He believed he was completely innocent. But if we read John 19 verse 4, he tells us something more about what he thinks of Jesus. John 19 and verse 4. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring you forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Pilate can't find any fault in Jesus. None. He's been falsely accused. He's innocent of the crimes that the Jews say that he's guilty of. But Pilate can find no guilt in him whatsoever. So one, Barabbas, is completely guilty. The other, the Lord Jesus, completely innocent. This is the contrast between Barabbas and Jesus. One guilty, one innocent. And the second thing we want to see is the choice between Jesus and Barabbas. In verse 22, Pilate offers the crowd, the multitude, a choice. What a choice. Barabbas or Jesus. A choice between wickedness and righteousness. A choice between sinfulness and holiness. A choice between darkness and light. It's an easy choice, isn't it? It's an easy choice for us. We have to make choices daily, don't we? Every day of our lives we make choices. Choices between right and wrong. How many right and wrong decisions do we have to make every single day of our lives? I hope we get the most of them right. And when we're making these choices, we must not let others influence our choice. We mustn't allow that to happen. And the multitude that stood before Pilate were influenced by the chief priests and elders. Why did they do such a thing? Why did the chief priests and the elders do such a thing to influence this multitude of people? Well, you will remember that the Lord Jesus Christ was claiming to be the Son of God. He was forgiven sin. He preached as one who had authority. And Jesus put these priests and elders in their place every time he spoke to them. But now before Pilate, in verse 12, they accuse Jesus and he answers nothing. Isn't that remarkable? All these accusations being fired at him and he answers nothing. Well, you know, In answering nothing, we find that here's proof of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. He answers nothing, takes us back to Isaiah 53 and verse 7. You remember what it says? He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. The fact that Jesus didn't answer their accusations made the priests and the elders more eager to see Jesus dead. So what did they do? They influenced the multitude. They whipped them up into a frenzy. And brethren, we need to be very careful that others don't influence us in making wrong decisions. This is something that ministers and elders and everyone can get wrong. Sometimes we are influenced in the wrong way. And we need to be careful. We need to be careful. We must remember to obey the Lord at all times and not to be influenced by others, even if it hurts us. And so with this crowd of people standing before Pilate, he puts his proposal before the people, verse 17. Whom will ye that I release unto you? This is Pilate's proposal. Whom will ye, he says to the people, that I release unto you? Now remember, this is Pilate's way out of this choice which he doesn't want to make. And remember also that Pilate is convinced of Christ's innocence and that the prosecution was malicious, the things that were put up against Jesus. And he knows all this, and yet he hadn't the courage to acquit Jesus as he ought to have done. A judge in the land, he's convinced in his own heart that the man that's standing before him is innocent. And yet this man hasn't got the courage to let Jesus go. You see, Pilate wanted the multitude to decide. He wanted them to make his choice for him. And thus, his own conscience and the people's conscience would be satisfied. Verse 21, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? And look what they say. They said, Barabbas. The choice Pilate didn't want to make just wouldn't go away. And so what does he do? He gives in to the multitude. If he doesn't give in to the multitude, there's going to be a riot in Jerusalem. And then in verse 21, he takes water and washes his hands. He's amazed at their choice. He's amazed at this choice that over Jesus, they have asked for Barabbas to be released. A man who had committed treason, a man who had committed murder, a man who was a thief and a robber, Surely, Pilate thought in his heart, this people will not choose Barabbas. But they did. They did. So for Pilate, this was his last resort, the washing of his hands. I'll cleanse myself from this guilt of this innocent man. That's how Pilate saw the situation. If I wash my hands in front of this multitude of people, my guilt will be gone. He was a hypocrite. Pilate was a hypocrite. He's saying that Jesus is innocent, and yet now he consents to the multitude's wishes. He may have been shown his innocence before man, but before God, Pilate is guilty. And if we read Acts chapter 4, we'll see the decision upon his guilt. Acts chapter 4, 26 and 27. The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. And of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. Pilate was just as guilty as the multitude of people for condemning Christ. Every single bit as guilty as this multitude of people were picking Barabbas over Jesus. The third thing we want to see is the consequences of choosing freedom or Barabbas. The consequences of choosing freedom for Barabbas. Verse 25. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. For this riotous mob of people, things were bad. But now it was getting worse. And they say to Pilate, his blood be on us and on our children. What made this mob say such a terrible thing? Well, it was the thought of losing their prey. It was the thought of losing their prey. The thought of Jesus being set free had so engulfed them that they were not only prepared to have this sin laid upon themselves, but they were happy to have it laid to their children's account also. What were they doing? They were throwing away the great promise that God had made to them. You remember it? I will be a God to you and to your children. They were throwing this promise away. They didn't realize it. What a promise to throw away. Let his blood be upon us and upon our children. I will be a God to you and to your children, the Lord said to them. You can see the state of minds of this multitude of people. These priests and elders had done a good job. They had whipped them up into such a frenzy. They were prepared to have the blood of Christ laid to their account and to their children's account also. They were dooming their souls to hell. And they didn't care how many they took to hell with them. They didn't care about their children. You know, this nation of Israel has suffered much because of these words. Many, many times the Lord has pronounced judgment upon them. That day they imprecated Christ's blood upon themselves and upon their children. God brought one judgment after another until some of them turned from their sin and repented of these words. These are the consequences of choosing Barabbas. It was a hard lesson to learn. How many generations of children did this curse fall upon? Even our Lord says, I will remember the iniquity of the fathers unto the second and third generation. Our Lord at least puts a number on it, how many generations he's going to punish. But these people, they had no stipulation on how many generations it was going to go down, and it has went down many, even to the present day. But the fourth thing we want to see is the consequences for Jesus. Verse 26. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. They scourged him. They scourged him. This is something we often overlook. Now remember, this wasn't a Jewish scourging. No. This was a Roman scourging. There were no limits to how many lashes were going to be laid upon our Lord Jesus. At least the Jewish leaders limited it to 40 lashes and even counted to 39 in case they got one, they missed one. But in a Roman scourging, there's no limits. No limits. Have you thought of that? This is what our Saviour suffered. And thus the scriptures were fulfilled in Psalm 129, verse 3. The ploughers ploughed upon my back, they made long their furrows. Oh, you see in this psalm and all it's like now. Psalm 129, verse 3. The ploughers ploughed upon my back, and they made long their furrows. Can you picture the ploughed field? Do they miss any of the ploughed field? Do they not plough to the edges? Well, this is the way our Lord was. Have you got the picture that is being portrayed here? Oh, what agony. What agony the Saviour endured. But this wasn't enough. Verse 26. He delivered him to be crucified. The Lord Jesus Christ suffered much for our peace. But suffering wasn't enough. He must die. And it wasn't going to be a quick death. It wasn't the guillotine. It wasn't the sword. No. It was the death of the cross. The nails must be hammered home in such a way that they supported the body and its weight until the crucified one bled to death. This was the death to which Pilate and the multitude condemned our Saviour to. It was a bloody death. It was a painful death. It was a shameful death. The cross was reserved for the wickedest of people. And they made our Lord Jesus to be the wickedest one of all. And he suffered so much. There he hung and bled and died that painful, shameful death. And he did it for you and me. Are you glad Jesus died? Are you glad? Well, you should be glad when you hear of the way that he had to die. The scourging, the nails, the crown of thorns, and this is only the physical suffering. The emotional suffering, none of us can fathom. But we do get a drift of how he suffered physically. We know when we fall over and hurt our hand or our foot, how much it can hurt. Well, imagine being hung on the cross with the nails through your feet in such a way that they took all of your weight. And the only way that you were going to die was by bleeding to death. It took some time. And we know this because of the conversations with the ones who were either side of the cross. We know that this takes considerable time. This was the consequences for Jesus when they chose Barabbas. You know, there are many today who continue to choose Barabbas. They choose the one who was set free for a while, and they reject the one who can set them free eternally. And next Tuesday night, we're going to go out onto the doors, and whether we do this village or Bambridge or out in the countryside or wherever, we're going to people who have picked Barabbas. And we'll find few who have chosen Jesus. And if we do find those who have chosen Jesus, there are good conversations on the doors. But there will be other conversations where Jesus has been rejected. Will you come and help us? Will you come and help us? Tell people about Jesus. Will you come and help us tell them about the way he was scourged, how his back was ploughed, how the nails were driven through his hands and his feet to support his body while he bled and died. And he did it for our sins. That's the message which we're going to take on Tuesday night. Will you come with us? This was the consequence for Jesus when they chose Barabbas. A man who was guilty over a man who was completely innocent. Oh yes, all these things were meant to be. Yeah. But Pilate didn't know that, did he? Pilate didn't know it. He was guilty of murdering the Lord Jesus Christ just the same as this multitude of people. Barabbas or Christ, I pray that all of us here has chosen Christ. May the Lord bless these words to